starting out the toilet, Robert Lee Goldberg.
Good morning. In Kaila Le Dionys, under the leadership of Dain Ari Tumim Shlita and Dain Chaim Kraus Shlita, we've recently learned the halachas of Shuluchim. So I thought I would share a few interesting points which came up. Very, very common scenario is a person owns a business and has a manager who deals with all the day-to-day running of the business, let's say buying and selling, appointing staff. The pashtus is that the manager is a shliach of the owner. He's a shliach, he's like a messenger, he's acting on behalf of the owner. But there's a big problem with this, and that is the Gemara says in Nozeh Daf Yud Beis, a person only has the ability, the power to appoint a shliach for something that he's able to do himself now. You can't appoint a shliach to do something later, which at that point in time, later, he will have the power to do it, if at the time of appointment of the shliach, the mashaleach does not have the power. For example, a person wants to appoint a shliach to cancel the nadorim which his wife will make in the future for when he hears them. You can't do that. Even though at the time when the husband hears of the nadorim of his wife, he's able to be made for the nadorim, and at that point he could appoint a shliach, but now it's too early because now he doesn't have the power to cancel the nadorim of his wife since they haven't been made yet. So even though the shliach is only going to act on his behalf later on when he is able to do it, since at the time of appointment the shliach can't receive this instruction to be made for the nadorim because there are no nadorim at the moment. And Achronim explain that the way shlichus works is mesiras hakoichus, which means at the time of appointment, at the time when you make a shliach, something's happening there. That's the time when the powers of the meshaleach are transferred to the shliach. So at that time, the meshaleach has to have the ability to do whatever he's asking the shliach to do. But if at the time when of appointment he can't do it, then the shlichus is ineffective. So the problem we have is, if you have a manager and you're asking him to buy and sell stuff, when it comes to selling the stuff, he couldn't do that at the beginning because he didn't have them. Ein odar makne dover shalei b'olaylam. So how can you appoint a shliach to buy and sell? Okay, the buying, you could do that now. But the selling, you can't do now. So why should that work? What's an afkamina? If he wants to be chayzer, person who, let's say, he sells to somebody who wants to change his mind, he says the whole thing is invalid anyway because he wasn't a valid shliach. There's lots of technical hitches which can happen if this is not a proper shlichus. So how does it work? You're asking someone to buy goods and sell goods. So when do you appoint him to do that? It's your goods. It's not his goods. It's your goods, your money, and he's buying for you on your behalf. So how can you appoint him to sell goods which you don't have at the time of appointment?
So he's not a shliach.
So it's nothing then. So why should it be chal?
The guy can give this stuff back because he's not a shliach.
Yeah.
He's employed by my business.
Yeah. So how does that have technical liability? I mean, how does that work? That's the problem. I mean, everybody does this. Right? So there must be some way that it works. How does it work? Tosfos, in Nozeh Daf Yud Beis, asks a question. Maisim b'chol yoim, it's very common practice, that ladies give their neighbors flour, and they say, make dough for me, make me some challah, I'm running out of time, please do me a favor, here's the flour, make some dough, and you separate challah. And the person who's asked to do it makes the brocha, separates the chal, and brings it back. So Frank Tosfos, at the time you ask your neighbor to be your shliach to separate the challah, it's just flour. And it's too early to take challah. Challah has to be taken once it's dough. You can't separate challah when it's flour. So how does the shlichus work? And the Gemara is clear that by truma, you must have shlichus. Without shlichus, then you can't separate truma for someone else. So how on earth does it work? That's Tosfos kasha. Interesting lashon of Tosfos. He says it's ma'isim b'chol yoim, that the ladies separate challah, the ladies ask their friends to hafrishi challah ba'avuri, v'af ha-talmidim shabes rabom oimrim kein, which means even the Talmid HaChachomim do this. So it's not just an amaratzus here. It must work somehow. How does it work? V'oimer Rabbeinu Tam, says Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam says a chiddush. The yesh biyodo lahovi isa mugulgeles. She has, the mashaleach, the lady who has the flour, has the ability to bring ready-made dough. The loyman say, isa zu techala kemach lecha sheyeh niloy.